Welcome to another edition of the Make a Difference Minute from the Mark White Show, where we're sharing stories to encourage and inspire.
Mr. Cecil Batchelor is the one that started this business as Dependable Service Center. And even though now it's Green's Dependable Hardware and we're a True Value store, our tagline is still Your Dependable Service Center. We've tried to keep that alive for all these years. Mr. Batchelor really started a good business. We're really excited to be carrying on a long-standing tradition. It's the oldest retail store in the city of Russellville. We're Green's Dependable Hardware, 15220A Highway 43 in Russellville, Alabama. We're right behind McDonald's or right across the street from the hospital. Number is 256-331-0123.
The Dependable Service Center.
This is the Make a Difference Minute
from the Mark White Show.
Right now I have on the line with me Jeff Dyack, who is a deputy with Whitfield County Sheriff's Department. Last year he donated his kidney to fellow deputy David Hedrick, and this year his daughter Chloe is battling cancer.
What they told us is with her diagnosis, which is an inflammatory myofibroblastic tumor, they do not have a lot of research on that. They told us, they said that usually when, if anybody is diagnosed with that, they usually just go in and remove it. But with Chloe's case, it had already massed inside of her stomach wall and had doubled the size of her stomach, and it pretty much took over the whole size of her stomach. They told us, if they were just to go in and remove it, that she would lose her entire stomach and part of her esophagus. That's when we started doing all the tests to see if there was any type of targeted chemotherapy that we could do. I know as far as Boston's Children's Hospital, St. Jude's, and Harvard Medical all got involved on her case, it was eventually St. Jude's had the final test, found a positive match on her protein test to try this infestinib drug on her. This drug is usually only treated for lung and brain tumors. Since she had a positive protein match in her genetic testing, they wanted to try it on her stomach to see how we could see if we could shrink it at all and see if it would work. Pretty much this is she's just in a trial phase of it right now, just to see if it's actually going to work or not.
I'd like to encourage you to go to Chloe's page on Facebook, which is Chloe Strong - Chloe Dyack, D-I-A-K. If you have a suggestion for the Make a Difference Minute, send it to themarkwhiteshow@gmail.com. Be sure to follow The Mark White Show on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter. This is Mark White encouraging you to find your purpose by making a difference in someone's life today.